This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you. Get up, you old hussy. Lincoln is 10 years old. He's in an impatient mood. He's brought a bag of corn, a big bag most likely, to be ground at the local stone mill, probably Gordon's Mill, 2 miles north of the Lincoln Farm, in Pigeon Creek in southern Indiana. It's a community mill, so each farmhand, usually a youngster, has to wait his turn to hitch up his horse to a clock-like slow-turning pole, which makes the millstone at the other end turn and grind the corn. This legendary story quotes Lincoln as saying, "Get up, you old hussy." Now, probably this story is true. He may have just said, "Get up." He also is reported to have said a bit earlier, "My dog could eat that corn faster than this milk and grind it," which is pretty funny when you think about it. The story gets funnier and scarier because there is a long, long pause between when Lincoln says, "Get up," and when he says, "You old hussy." What happens in this version of this true story, but it's a version, is that impatient young Lincoln has twitched the horse one too many times, and she lets fly her rear leg and hits Lincoln right in the forehead and knocks him out. His father comes and takes him home in a wagon, bleeding and unconscious. Reportedly, only the next morning does Lincoln come to, and as he does, he blurts out, "You old hussy," the rest of what he had in mind. In his typical dark humor, Lincoln wrote years later, in his 10th year, he was kicked by a horse and apparently, which he spelled wrong, apparently killed for a time. But despite the rumors of his momentary death, there might have been consequences. There are consequences. Lincoln had a so-called lazy right eye, went off on its own sometimes, and his left eye was open, noncommittal, and dreamy. That's a quote from Gutzon Borglum, the sculptor, the artist, who studied his photographs and the two plastic face masks. But science, as well as artists, have studied Lincoln's face and masks. An ophthalmologist has concluded that Lincoln suffered from strabismus, lazy eye, because he had craniofacial macrosomia, a kind of birth defect that imbalances the development of the skull. There are two events recorded of Lincoln having an episode of diplopia, actual double vision. Once, lying on his couch at home in Springfield and seeing his reflection in the mirror, and once, perhaps a dream, which he reportedly told his bodyguard and friend, of seeing himself in a double vision, one strong and the other weaker, which became interpreted as his being reelected but not serving out his second term. These events, grounded in his actual physical traits, would be food for thought for him. And then also, in a superstitious way, he would have shared this with his séance-friendly wife, in terms of signs and meanings and direction, and then eventually in religious terms of the divine will. In the spiritual life of Lincoln, we see then the well-known levels of interpretation that are possible. You see, we are among the first people in the whole world who are listening to a program called The Spiritual Life of Lincoln. Not every radio station has a program on the spiritual life of something, much less of a dead American president. In researching this episode here, there are some words used for explaining the story: strabismus, stereopticon, diplopia, ophthalmology, cranial facial macrosomia, dreamy superstition, and hyperphoria. But then when we think about the double vision of Lincoln, we can ask not only what was the cause of such a thing, but what is the meaning of such a thing? Science and history can explain a lot, but maybe spiritual life can explain the meaning of things. One that can light us down in honor or dishonor to the end of time. Oh, by the way, happy birthday, Mr. Lincoln. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.